Milford Harvey, Mark Abdallah, Alan Bourne Traeger.
UK healthcare chief of trauma surgery, Dr. Andrew Bernard, reading a list of individuals who agreed to become an organ or tissue donor upon their death.
William Stevens.
Each to be represented by a single rose, which will be part of the Donate Life float featured in the Tournament of Roses parade. One Lexington family says that event will have special meaning this year. Kidney transplant recipient Tony Ocampo and his wife Lisa say a donor family literally saved at least one life, his.
It's going to be a whole new meaning to what that float is all about, because I think in the past, you know, it's just something that you watched, and now you, whether you want it or not, you're part of it.
Organ donation has, for everyone in our family on both sides, has brought a whole new meaning to our life, being directly affected.
Pamela Matthews.
In Kentucky, more than 750 people are on a waiting list for an organ or tissue transplant. To date, 33 hospitals, transplant centers, and organizations have dedicated more than 1,300 roses to donors for the 2012 float. The parade will be broadcast nationally on Monday, January 2nd, beginning at 11 a.m. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Alan Lytle in Lexington.